ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 2 और श्लोक क्रमांक 44। द सिम्टम्स ऑफ कलि युग। बोर तो नहीं है ना श्लोक डायरेक्ट। अच्छा, ए भूपतयो राजन् भुञ्जते भुवन ओजसा कालेन ते कृत सर्वे कथा मात्रः कथासु च। ए भूपतयो राजन् भुञ्जते भुवान ओजसा कालेन ते कृतः सर्वे कथा मात्रः कथासु च। ए भूपतयो राजन् भुञ्जते भुवन ओजसा कालेन ते कृतः सर्वे कथा मात्रः कथासु च। प्रभुस् ये भूपतयो राजन् भुञ्जते भुवम् योजसा कालेन चे कृता सर्वे कथा मात्रा कथासु च। ये भूपतयो राजन् भुञ्जते भुवन योजसा ते कृता सर्वे मात्रा कथासु च। ये भूपतयो राजन् भुञ्जते भुवम् ओजस् word to one meaning a whatever bhupatayah kings rajan o king parikshit bhunjate enjoy bhuvam the world ojasa with their power kalena by the force of time they kritaha have been made सर्वे all कथा मात्रः मेरे अकाउंट कथासु इन वेरियस हिस्टोरीज च एंड ट्रांसलेशन। माय डियर किंग परीक्षित ऑल दिस किंग हु ट्राई टू एंजॉय द अर्थ by their strength we are reduced by the force of the time to nothing more than historical accounts purport by disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The word Rajan, O King, is significant in this verse. Parikshit Maharaj was preparing to give up his body and go back home, back to Godhead. And Sukhdev Goswami, his most merciful spiritual master, devastated any possible attachment that he might have to the position of king by showing the ultimate insignificance of the such as position. By the causeless mercy of the spiritual master, one is prepared to go back home, back to Godhead. The spiritual master teaches one to relax one's strong grip on the material illusion and leave the kingdom of Maya behind. Although Sukhdev Goswami speaks very bluntly within this chapter about the so-called glories of material world. He is exhibiting the causeless mercy of the spiritual master who takes his surrender disciple back to kingdom of Godhead Vaikuntha. Thus, in the purport of humble servant of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami referred to the 12th canto, 2nd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Symptoms of Kali Yuga. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurulmi Litamena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brinda Maneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatade Shatarani Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ye Bhupateyo Rajan Bhunjate Bhuvam Ojasa Kalena te kritah sarve katha matraha katha sucha. My dear king, Parikshit, all these kings who try to enjoy the earth by their strength were reduced by the force of the time to nothing more than historical accounts. Hare Krishna. So welcome to all of you to Bhagavatam class and the title entitled in this chapter, 12th canto, 2nd chapter, The Symptoms of Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga ke Lakshan. And in purport is beautifully described and the Sukadev Goswami, this being a spiritual master, he cut down the attachment of a disciple in last attachment as a king. The Parikshit Maharaj sitting and inquiring the question and requiring answer. Now the Sukadev Goswami giving the answer and after knowing everything and Sukadev Goswami understood his last attachment as the Parikshit Maharaj being a king because he came after his kingdom, giving the kingdom his son. And Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami knowing very well this attachment is still there in the Parikshit Maharaj. Being a king, he was the royal family. And that's why in purport beautifully mentioned ki Sukhdev Goswami, being the spiritual master, he cut down the last attachment of Parikshit Maharaj being a king, saying thus ki many kings try to enjoy the earth and now just remain the histories. There is no... And hearing this, Parikshit Maharaj became alert and he was ready to go back home, back to Godhead. As per purport mentioned, his spiritual master cut the last attachment and make disciple to go back home, back to Godhead. Then this purport mentioned ki who take his surrendered disciple back to the kingdom of Godhead. Now we are discussing about the symptom of Kali Yuga, and our theme is here, we are focusing on the surrender part, how the disciple surrender to the spiritual master, a disciple, the devotee, surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. The how the devotee surrender, that is most beautiful aspect here. Now the Srimad Bhagavatam describe many stories, many kathas about this, but particular in this content we take the story of Gajendra. And Gajendra, in the Prabhupada describe ki Gajendra was so powerful elephant. The powerful elephant, he was powerful, he was most big families and many followers. And Prabhupada said, in despite of his powerful effort, his power and his effort, but he was not able to release himself from the jaw of crocodiles. And His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj beautifully described in his lecture ki jaw of crocodile is something like Maya Devi. As soon as jiva, as soon as person comes into this material world, he first, Maya Devi, catches him in the jaw of his crocodile form of crocodile. And once, if you see the crocodile catching some animals and something like that, he will not allow that animal, that things go out from his jaw. Because his jaw is so powerful, once he catches, how much powerful that animal is, but he will not release from his jaw, because his jaw is so powerful. That's why it described ki this Maya Devi in the form of crocodile, it is so powerful. How much we are powerful, how much we put our effort, how much put we our hopes, still we are not able to release from the jaw of crocodiles. Therefore, it describes only thing can break up the noose of the crocodiles is totally bare, surrendering ourselves. Unless we surrender fully ourselves, we will not able to release from jaw crocodile. In the Gajendra's case, we are discussing about Gajendra, elephant Gajendra. First, he tried to his power. He was using his power to release from crocodile's jaw. And it is described thousands of years, celestial years. He was just trying to escape from crocodiles cha. But thousand years, celestial years, not earthly years, the celestial years, thousand celestial, he was trying, he was putting his effort, he was putting his full power to release from. But despite of everything, he was not able to move, matlab, release, not inch, he was released from the crocodile. And then he realized, Gajendra realized, this is not in our hand. We can't move, we can't release ourselves from the jaw of the crocodile. And then Gajendra prays. He's praying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He starts praying. Now here, his prayers shows in this Bhagavatam, he's totally, fully surrender to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Despite of in jaw crocodile, he was ready. He understood and he started praying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And after hearing his prayer, the Supreme Personality of Godhead came, cut down the throat of the crocodile and make him, put him, make him go to back home, back to Godhead. So lesson from in this Gajendra story is when Supreme Personality Godhead came and cut down the throat and make him release from the jaw of crocodile, what Gajendra did, what he did? Now he is free from clutches, jaw of noose of crocodiles. Now he is free to move anywhere. Now he has the choice. Gajendra has the choice, go to the family, enjoy the family life. He has the full power, he has the full control of everything. Now Gajendra realized he was not ready to go to family and go to the children, go to the power, position. He said, Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am ready. Now I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to serve my dear Lord. Oh, Supreme Personality Godhead, my dear Lord, I want to serve you. This is the lesson from this story. Many angles you can describe and get lesson. But in this I found this is the beautiful lesson. Every situation in our life, there is every day, this time, this situation we can think this is darkest day of our life in the pandemic situation. We can say this is dark day in our life. This situation maybe 3 more 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 1 year. This is the darkest year or darkest month of the life. But Srimad Bhagavatam said this is nothing. Darkest, most dark situation in our life is day of Brahma. The day of Brahma is millions of years. And Jiva goes to the sleeping mode, sleeping condition. And that condition, Prabhupada described, Krishna is the only person. Krishna is the only person, he can help in that condition also. And he is ready to go with Jiva and just looking towards the Jiva, when the Jiva can turn to the Krishna and says, oh Krishna, I am ready to surrender you. So Krishna is so merciful, he is ready any condition, any situation, he is always with us, always with the conditioned soul. If conditioned soul understood the situation, with the darkest life of the day, and make their effort to surrender to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, then life became perfect and meaningful. And Here he describes ki devotee who maybe go to many yatra. He took the yatras, small yatra, big yatra. He give many lectures. He memorize many slokas. And he do Govardhan Parikrama many times. And he chanted his 16 round. And maybe Adhik Mas or Kartik Mas is chanting 64 round. Doing all the vratas, following all the vows. And His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj saying, doing all these things, ki all of this to bring us to point of totally surrender. Ki we are doing yatra, we are doing kathas, we are doing giving lectures, we are doing parikrama, we are association with devotee, we are doing Govardhan Parikrama, with fully focusing our chanting our rounds, chanting the holy name of Krishna. The, all these things together bring us to point of total surrender. Because Prabhupada is saying, unless the disciple fully surrender, how can a spiritual master help him? The here says Gajendra. So Gajendra, despite of this, all this his effort, all this his power, all this his knowledge, all this everything, he totally surrendered to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So this is the beauty of surrender. Now the Chaitanya Bhagavat describe how the Maya Devi in the form of like crocodile want to catch the jiva. The example is Chaitanya Mangal is give Hardash Thakur, ki how Hardash Thakur was chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna every day. 3 lakh name, he every day chanting 3 lakh holy names. Seeing this, his effort to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to a Supreme Personality Godhead, attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maya Devi herself came to test him. So we should be aware, always aware, if you are following the devotional service, devotional line, chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna, doing all the vratas, everything. So we should aware ki any time, any situation in our life will come to Maya Devi, will test us. And here Haridas Thakur, with the chanting, and Maya Devi came to test him. And Chaitanya Mangal described, when Maya Devi want to test someone, our test is, matlab someone want to test her, he will ask some question, he will give some situation. But Maya Devi, if want someone to test, give some exam, give some question paper, very, very tough. And we will not realize the question look like very, very easy, but we will not able to understand the answer. What is the answer? That's why when Maya Devi came to test the Haridas Thakur, he first made the environment so beautiful, so blissful. The beautiful air was blowing, carrying with beautiful aroma of the flowers, and every breeze, every flow of the air making the person intoxicated. Matlab aadmi ko aisi hawa chal rahi thi ki aadmi ko nase mein aa jaye. So despite of all this effort of Maya Devi, Chaitanya Mangal is describing how Haridas Thakur was totally surrender the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of His holy name. He took the shelter of holy name, or chanting holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this is the Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the holy name is the only shelter for us. The holy name and service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is beautifully describing this chapter, the symptom of Kali Yuga. Kalera dose nidhi rajan asti eka mahanuguna. The chanting of the holy name, the age of this Kali, can liberate. The holy name itself is so powerful. He has the power to liberate the conditioned soul. And that's why we can see the follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Haridas Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and many, many others, devotee, who took the shelter of holy name. And we can see our founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ji, in his last moment, how he took the shelter of the holy name, who took the shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this shows ki this Acharya is the following exactly what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us. So Haridas Thakur was the chanting and took the shelter of the holy name, and Maya Devi came the folded hand and started asking, I want to association, your association. But the Haridas Thakur said, no. You just wait, I am chanting holy name, not completed my rounds. Just I complete, then I will fulfill your desire. In this way, fully, totally taking shelter of the holy name. After a few days, Maya Devi realized herself ki my effort, no power in material world, ki Maya Devi is, so no power in the material world can escape from the Maya Devi's. Now here this person taking the shelter of the holy name, chanting the Krishna's name, and Maya Devi just sitting in front of him, holding his hand, demanding his association. And he person, Haridas Thakur, taking full shelter of the holy name. And Maya Devi realized, what mistake I am doing. After realizing this, Maya Devi herself requesting Sripad Haridas Thakur, please give me the initiation, give me diksha of this holy name. You are chanting holy name. Now I can understand the power of the holy name. In front of the holy name, power of holy name, my power is insignificant. My power is nothing. I can't do anything about who is chanting the holy name of the Sri Krishna, holy name of the Lord. So please, O Haridas Thakur, I am accepting you as the spiritual master, as my guru. Please give me the diksha of the holy name, the in Krishna, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It's a Krishna Nama. So this is the power of surrender, the holy name of Sri Krishna. So this is the one story. The one story is describing Gajendra, how surrender Gajendra. Second story is describing Chaitanya Mangal, how Haridas Thakur took shelter of the holy name. And Maya Devi could not move Haridas Thakur inch because he was totally focusing on holy name in the any situation. Therefore, in our life also, maybe situation will come. Any situation will come, up and downs will come. But our surrender, taking shelter of the holy name, should not move from inch here, from there. Totally focusing on chanting on the holy name should remain. Continue, we should chant our holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Another story, Srimad Bhagavatam describing, compare the two stories. One is the Brahman Patnis, Brahmanas and his wife, and other side is Kaliya and his wife. Snake Kaliya and his wife. So snake Kaliya was mode of ignorance. He was in mode of ignorance. And other side is Brahmana. They were in mode of goodness. So one is mode of ignorance and other is mode of goodness. And most beautiful factor is here is ki both Brahman Patnis and Nag Patnis, both are devotee of Krishna's. Both are devotee of Krishna, are totally, fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the pure devotees are. Now, when Kaliya did mistake, he want to try to kill the Brajavasis, or Krishna, when Krishna punished Kaliya, and Kaliya understood what I mistake did. And when his wife Nagpatni came, and Nagpatni started praying to Supreme Personality of Godhead, please leave him. This person is our husband. So please don't kill my husband. So seeing his devotee's prayer, Krishna just released, Krishna didn't kill the Kaliya. But Kaliya being ignorance and here being Brahmanas and mode of goodness, both have egos. The ego in mode of ignorance and ego in mode of goodness. But Kaliya, what did Kaliya? Kaliya when understand and see how the prayers, how his wife is praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he understood. And he also start repeating the prayers of his wife. This is not easy thing to, the 2 days scenario, person repeating the prayers of his wife, advising, taking the advice from his wife. Very, very difficult, very, very hard to digest it. But here Krishna, Bhagavatam describe Kaliya. He is Kaliya. Kaliya just repeating, because Kaliya didn't know anything. He was just repeating the prayer of his wife. And Krishna was so pleased. Hearing the prayer from the mouth of the Kaliya. The same prayer, repeating prayer, nothing else, nothing new. But he repeated the prayers of his wife. And Krishna was so pleased. Krishna was so pleased with Kaliya. Krishna released the Kaliya. And Kaliya understood the, now Kaliya, snake Kaliya understood the beauty of devotional service. Understanding the beauty of devotional service after release Krishna from his hand, he gave the Kaliya, asked the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I want to serve you. After all this situation, lesson is Kaliya was ready. The first Kaliya was not ready to serve Krishna, not ready to serve the Brajavasis, not even ready to take the water from the Jamuna River, the cows and Brajavasis, our Gwalbal. He was not ready to give the drop of water, even not allow the cows and Gwalbal to play in the Jamuna River. Now understanding the situation, following the footsteps of the his wife, now he is ready to serve the Krishna. And Krishna, he is asking, my dear Lord, I want to serve you. And understanding the situation, understanding the mood of the devotee, now he is not more than Kaliya before. Now he has become devotee. Because he followed the footsteps of the devotees, he became devotee. Krishna understood the mood of Kaliya and he gave him to chant, serve. Therefore, Radhanath, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj described in his lecture, ki Kaliya want to serve and Krishna gave the opportunity to serve Kaliya in the word form, because Maharaj says, sometime Kaliya want to serve, the Krishna, Maharaj said, Krishna put some cloth on the nose of Kaliya and make, kya bolte usko? String, lagam, kya bolte? String. So lagam, the Krishna holds the cloth and sit on the Kaliya's back and said, Kaliya, please, humko chalo ghuma ke lao abhi. Sawari kara ke lao. So Krishna was so happy and Kaliya was so happy ki Krishna was sitting on back of the Kaliya and Kaliya was just touring the Krishna here and there and Krishna was enjoying sitting on Kaliya's back. So Krishna always sitting on back of the Garuda. Garuda fly and take him where Krishna want. Love the Kaliya doing this service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. Making Krishna so happy. And Krishna is making Kaliya so happy, giving the chance of devotional service. Other hand, Brahmanas, in mode of goodness, there is every opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the Brahmana understood the values, the powers, the glories of their wives, Brahman Patnis. When the Brahman Patnis came back to their house, they welcome, they did everything. But what did mistake? What did? They were not ready to surrender their wife. They never surrender their wife. They never follow the first step of their wife. This is the beauty of surrendering to Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. The one hand, Kaliya fully surrender and give Krishna gave chance to serve him and make him so beautiful. And here in the Brahmana, every opportunity was to pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, following the footsteps of this wife. But being the mode of goodness, thus Brahmanas not able to follow the first step of their wives. Therefore, they remain as it is. This is the comparison of the surrendering of the Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here Purport said, we should also any situation, any circumstances in our life, to be also ready to do same thing, surrendering and taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, chanting His holy name. And whatever opportunity we should get, we should engage ourselves in the service of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because if we took the shelter of the holy name, chanting the holy name of Krishna, taking fully, totally surrender ourselves, surrendering to the holy name, the Krishna will become so pleased and He give the opportunity to service, to serve Him. So Gajendra is saying everything, despite of everything, releasing from the nose of the crocodile, he says, I want to serve you, Supreme Personality, I want to serve you, I am ready, I don't want to go home, I want to serve. And Krishna give the chance. Kaliya, after understanding everything, he says to Krishna, oh Krishna, I want to serve you. And Krishna gave the chance to serve you. Therefore, When we took the shelter, when we take the shelter of the holy name, our surrendering ourselves, Krishna gave the chance. Krishna giving the chance to serve to him in the form of his disciple Srila Prabhupada. The Srila Prabhupada is beautifully constructed the beautiful temple and established the deities, Radha Krishna deities, so that his follower should totally surrender to holy name Krishna and get the opportunity to service of Supreme Personality of Godhead every day. We can see there is many services we can do for Krishna and make Krishna happy. So I thought this is the essence of this chapter, and therefore I'll stop here, and thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Ananta Koti Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.